I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, well, let's get some answers. We bring in Daniel Kim. He covers the KBO. We're really looking forward to this. We appreciate the time. You are in Korea right now, South Korea. So we really appreciate it, and thanks for joining us today. How are you, Daniel?
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on. Baseball's back, and it's a wonderful thing.
So we're pretty excited that we're seeing it here. Can you kind of walk us through how they're going about it and what's different? Obviously, we see no fans, but how are they going through the day-to-day, what they need to do, like who has to wear masks and how the game is being played?
All right. We'll start from the early morning routine for all the players. As soon as they wake up, they need to get your temperatures checked and text over the results to the trainers and make sure that the players don't show any symptoms. And once they get an okay, they're allowed to come to work, which is basically stadium. And as you enter into the stadium, their temperatures are checked again. You know, they need to wash their hands before trainers and medical staff. And then if everything looks good, you know, they enter into the stadium, they go to the clubhouse, and then they go through through their routine, and then they just go about their day. If you are a coaching staff, you need to wear masks throughout the time that you're in the stadium. Same for the members of the media. And the temperatures are checked throughout the day. You're supposed to check at least twice a day. Wow. But I've heard that, you know, there are several, players do get checked constantly. So I think it's more like three or four times a day pretty much at this point.
Wow.
Daniel, how about during the game itself? Are umpires wearing masks? Are players at first – I mean, are players on the field all wearing masks during the game? Because, you know, if somebody gets on first base, he's standing right there next to the first baseman. Proximity being handled in a game setting?
Once the game starts, players that are participating in the game, they are not required to wear any masks. But you mentioned umpires. They must wear masks throughout the whole time. And they also have to wear gloves as well. So basically, other than the players that are actually playing in the game, you must wear a mask, including the coaching staff in the dugout as well. So if you're playing, no need to wear masks. Everyone else in the stadium, whether it's, you know, pitching coach or manager, umpires, members of the media, masks are a must thing at this point.
Daniel, Jeff and I were talking about this before. What happens if someone does test positive? What does it do to the team? What does it do to the league? What happens?
Okay, the guidelines, the protocol that in place is that one player gets positive, comes down with COVID-19, the league, entire league, not just one team or two teams, entire league will get shut down for 3 weeks. Wow. And then after the 3 weeks, they will reassess the situation. They probably will need to reduce the games and make some changes with the remaining schedule. But a minimum 3 weeks of shutdown, and then they'll go from there. And then they will make a reassessment after that.
Daniel, does shutdown mean you're not playing games, or does shutdown mean you're not playing games, you're not together, you're not practicing, you're not doing anything?
Not doing anything. Okay. Players are supposed to stay home because Throughout that time, I think what's going to happen is, you know, they're afraid that one positive case could actually mean three or four other cases because these players actually, you know, stay together all the time. So there's a highly likely chance that it could actually spread. So all the players need to be quarantined for 2 weeks minimum. And after 2 weeks, if everything goes okay, you know, they'll come back to the field and practice and get restarted again. So that's why it's minimum 3 weeks. And I think it could be as long as a month or two. And season could be in jeopardy, to be frank with you.
Well, so have you talked to any of the players about that? And just, I mean, it's so weird. On one hand, like, we're so happy to watch this league start up and start playing. On the other hand, it's like, man, I don't know how you would feel if you were a player and you were one of the players that maybe tested positive, and you know, there's no control there. It's not like you know, and then all of a sudden the whole league would have to shut down. So I'm kind of wondering how the mixed emotion is on that. Let's start with the good part first, okay? How excited were the guys to be back and playing yesterday?
Oh, they were extremely excited. You know, playing without fans is something that they needed to get adjusted, but they actually had the opportunity to get comfortable in that new environment because there were some preseason games and practice games as well without fans in the stands. So by the opening day came around today, they were somewhat comfortable. So I think, you know, the players just want to play the game at the end of the day, whether you are a KBO player or a Major League Baseball player. And they got to see some real action. I don't know whether you guys were able to catch the action this morning, but everything went very smooth. The quality of play was pretty good as well. So I think it's safe to say that players were all ready to get the season started.
Daniel Kim joining us. Sorry, Daniel. I wanted to ask you about the quality of play. I know you were here in spring training in the United States and you know a ton about Major League Baseball as well. What level of play is the KBO?
The good thing about KBO, I think it's a positive thing, is that you're going to see all levels of play. Some people like to say it's AAA. Some people call it AA. But I don't think that's the right answer. You could see a major league type play, and also you'll see time to time AA type of plays as well. So it's the level of talent is very, like, the range is pretty wide. And I think that's why it's really hard to say whether it's AAA level or AA, but you're going to see very different types of baseball throughout the season. There are a handful of players that could actually earn a spot at the major league level, and there are a handful of players that are more like single A level at this time in their career. So it's an interesting mix of players. There are only two levels of professional play league here in KBO. So you get all kinds of different level of talent in one league. So I think that's what makes KBO great, because it's, you know, you just don't know what to expect each day. And, you know, as you guys will follow KBO this season, you know, you'll be amazed with some really quality plays. And at times you're going to scratch your head because they will be making some, you know, I guess not so impressive plays on the field. So it's very, the range is pretty wide. On good days, you'll see major league. On bad days, you'll see double A or single A. I'll just put it that way.
Daniel Kim, who covers the KBO, is nice enough to join us here on Baskin and Phelps on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Daniel, let me ask you about this too, because I watched a ton of it this morning, and I love it. The bat flips. Why is it okay in KBO to have these amazing bat flips? Where here, I think the fans love it here in some ways, as long as it's not against your team. But, I mean, I like the flair. I like the way these guys do this in the KBO. How did that start, and how is it not disrespectful?
Okay, I think the better question is, why is it not okay at Major League? At Major League? That's
yes.
The most puzzling question that I've had about MLB. I think when it comes to bat flips in Korea, nobody seems to pinpoint to a moment when it first started. You know, nobody can really think of a player that started the whole thing. And I just, my conclusion on bat flips in KBO is that it just always has been part of Korean baseball culture. You don't have to watch KBO games to see bat flips. If you go to a high school game, you'll see high school kids flipping as well. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but sports is supposed to be fun. Baseball is supposed to be fun, and that's how everyone is taking it, even the pitchers themselves as well. So it was never an issue. Bat flips, is it a disrespectful thing? Maybe at Major League it is, but in KBO, it's part of the league. It's part of the routine. And some players even said that it's part of their swing. I don't know whether you could believe that or not, but that's why you see bat flips on a pop-ups and singles and even ground balls. So the history of bat flip, nobody really knows the exact answer, but I could say that it's been part of Korean baseball culture for more than 10 years. And I'm excited to see more of those in 2020, and I think you'll get a ton of those as we move forward.
Daniel, I know that Americans who have gone to play in Japan have talked about and kind of legendary stories about the differences in the approach to the game as far as the number of hours working in practice, the number of hours working before games, the types of just the type of work that goes into it, very different than the United States. What is Korea like when it comes to training for major or for baseball and the type of things that go into it? Is it more like the major leagues? Is it more like Japanese leagues?
Even up until 5 years ago, it was more Japanese type atmosphere. Japanese baseball philosophy was really out there here in Korea, but I think we're turning the page. We're going towards more American, more major league type of a baseball and the a routine as well. A lot of the teams are actually hiring folks from the state side, whether it's analytics department, whether it's hitting coach or pitching coach. There are several American coaches with KBO organizations. So, you know, baseball, Korean baseball was heavily influenced by Japanese baseball, I would say up until like maybe 5 years ago. But we are actually shifting gear towards a major league type of a system. So it's more closer to American baseball than Japanese baseball at this time. And that's why you will see more aggressive style of hitting and pitching. So I would say it's more American style than it is Japanese style in 2020.
Daniel, last question really quick. I got about 30 seconds here. What team should Clevelanders root for? What team represents maybe some of the values of the Indians? Team that can always battle but can never win the big one. Give me that team.
Heroes. I recommend Heroes to all. Yeah. Heroes are very well organized. They play smart baseball. They haven't won any championship, but they're always in it. So I'll just put it that way.
That's awesome.
Okay, Kiwoom Heroes, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, Kiwoom Heroes.
Kiwoom Heroes. All right, that's our team. We're going to be the official broadcast station of the Kiwoom Heroes here. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, Daniel.
We appreciate it. Thanks for explaining it to us. We really appreciate you. Thanks, man.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay. Daniel Kim covers the KBO, giving us a team. Kiwoom Heroes. That's our team, Cleveland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.